For many people, the high-vis yellow vest is synonymous with tradies. But in France, it's now a symbol of uprising after weeks of protests, some violent, sparked by fuel tax legislation introduced by French President Emmanuel Macron. Well, in Australia, there's now a slowly growing group that wants to use the yellow vest symbol to organise rallies here. But the social media-driven movement seems to be having trouble deciding what it's rallying for. Isabel Rowe reports.
French residents in their thousands have taken to the streets in the last 6 weeks, some armed, all of them angry at their government. The protests began over fuel tax hikes, but demonstrators now have a much longer list of grievances. And on social media in Australia, something similar is happening.
When we go to vote, we go in, we sign in, we vote, we walk out, and that's the end of it. We have no further say, and the government just does what it wants to do.
Mike Holt is a Queensland-based Vietnam veteran. He's run for political party One Nation and promotes the concept of citizen-initiated referendums. And he's behind one of several social media pages trying to rally followers of an Australian yellow vest movement.
There are several yellow vest movements that have sprung up around Australia. At least one or two of them are being led by the old Reclaim Australia rally people. Our group is associated with the French yellow vests.
Mike Holt says many of his followers want to bring citizen-initiated referendums, or CIR, to Australia.
We've exported all our manufacturing. We are now importing rubbish food from countries that have no safety standards. Banks are repossessing houses and land. By bringing in CIR, we will actually empower the people to have a say over the politicians.
On Brisbane's Bayside, construction worker Joseph Perkins is part of one group planning a rally in Brisbane later this month.
It's all about having a better life. You know, at the moment, we're pretty unaffordable if you're trying to raise a family on a single income especially.
But a movement with no real leader has its pitfalls. While some groups say the yellow vests will protest high taxes and the cost of living, for others, the high-vis represents anger over immigration, self-defence laws, and even the date of Australia Day. Queensland University of Technology social media expert Professor Axel Bruins says the movement may have problems taking off here.
It can go quite far because obviously it spreads very easily via social media. But the problem then is that it can easily transform and morph into things that perhaps the originators didn't have in mind.
Do you think there's the potential for rallies to turn violent like they have in Paris?
It's certainly possible, although perhaps it's unlikely for this to happen at the scale as we've seen in Paris itself.
Mike Holt doesn't think Australians are unhappy enough to match the scale of the French protests, and Axel Bruins agrees.
Perhaps there's a general feeling in Australia right now of disappointment with politicians on all sides of politics, but there isn't the sort of catalyst that there was in France.
For many people, liking and commenting on the Yellow Vest Facebook pages will be the extent of their activism. But others plan to don their high-vis in Melbourne in opposition to the so-called African gang issue. Mike Holt says true Yellow Vest activists shouldn't associate with such groups.
There are a number of people down there who are well-known provocateurs and agents of violence. They're not the type of people that we want to be associated with, and any Australian who supports them obviously doesn't understand the concept of democracy.
Former One Nation candidate in Queensland, Mike Holt, and that report from Isabel Rowe.